And good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. A beautiful day on the outside, currently 68 degrees, clear skies, and only a 26% humidity on the outside. Clear this evening, a low of 51 degrees. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to start this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Kenneth Jenkins. He is a professor in the Performing Arts Department. It's a part of the School of Music and Performing Arts. He is coordinator of the Dance and Choreography Program here at the university, here to talk about their annual An Evening of Dance, which will open on Thursday and run through the weekend. I know a lot of people look forward to your dance recitals, both in the fall and the spring. Each one has a different focus, and I think people really appreciate that focus, and it certainly shows off the dancers at different stages of their development. So tell us about An Evening of Dance and what the purpose of this concert is.
An Evening of Dance is a showcase for the choreography of our students. We have a very well-developed curricula that starts with courses in rhythmic analysis, where students look at the structure of music and how dance is woven through that structure, rather than being what Doris Humphrey called a slave to the music. I think a lot of people who are not aware of compositional theory think that we simply put steps to music. But this course, the first in the series, is about not doing that. Then they progress to a year of compositional studies, where we look at the tools of the trade. We do studies in original movement development, in dynamics, in motivation and intention and phrasing and the use of space. And then in their last year, they have two semesters of choreography where they actually build a piece using the tools they have learned. And that is a semester in making the materials for the dance, and then a semester of actually auditioning, casting, and developing the dance. After all of that, it is still an adjudicated concert. We don't look at work particularly in terms of good or bad or right and wrong. We try not to look at dance that way. What we look at is this dance ready for a public performance, or does it need some more gestational time? For those pieces that are not selected for the concert that we feel need more time, we have a end-of-term showing of works in progress. So we don't give up on those pieces, but the faculty makes a decision about which pieces are ready to be presented to the public.
Well, I would say that's a really carefully choreographed course of studies that you all have here in dance. And that's very impressive. It's very thoughtful, and it guides the students in any number of professional directions, but encourages them, as you said, to not think in terms of failure or right or wrong, but that it is a process, and yes, they are being given the tools to become professionals, whether
Absolutely.
That means working for a company, teaching, having their own dance school. Mm-hmm. There are any number of ways that they can use their professionalism and their skills.
Yeah.
And we get to enjoy what they have learned throughout their 4 years, particularly in this evening of dance. Now, many of our many of our listeners know that in the fall you do State of La Danse, mm-hmm. and that uses them in a really interesting way. You have a vintage piece that is constructed, reconstructed, and the students are involved in that aspect of yes. it, and so they sort of get to see the deconstruction and putting back together mm-hmm. of a very famous dance piece.
Yes, and it gives mm-hmm. them some historic perspective. Right. Mm-hmm. as well. So our mission for State of La Danse is to balance ballet and modern dance mm-hmm. and to balance those reconstructions with original choreography developed here specifically for our students, and to explore established and emerging Louisiana artists.
Again, what a great inspiration for your students. Some are alums from mm-hmm. here, some are not, but they are working with professional dancers who are in process.
Yes.
So
yes.
just an incredible inspiration for them. Well, let's talk about this evening of dance, again, which will open Thursday and run through the weekend. Let's talk about some of the choreographers who were chosen to be in this program.
Certainly. We have a very... large number of pieces this year. There are 10 pieces in the concert, but the concert is still in a reasonable time frame. We don't want it to drag on. But 10 pieces is a lot for us. But the pieces are a little shorter than some years. And I think that's a good thing. I think students are learning how to make shorter statements that still have impact. We were just talking about poetry. It's the difference between a poem and a novel. So the students are very diverse. I think students these days are very, very thoughtful and have more of a social consciousness that I've seen in a while. Mm-hmm. They are very involved in a number of movements, and yet they are skilled enough not to make cliched or dogmatic statements about things. I work with this class the last year. We work a lot with metaphor and how does one take a subject and see it through a different lens to make a statement about it so that it doesn't come off as preaching. Quite so much. Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting way to approach dance. You mentioned you were talking about it as poetry versus fiction, and, mm-hmm. and there was something about narrative and expression of emotion that you're also trying for in dance.
Absolutely.
So 10 dances. These mm-hmm. are 10 young choreographers, mm-hmm. seniors, or are there some juniors involved?
There are juniors as
okay.
well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let's give some of their names and okay. Describe a bit of their dance.
One that an excerpt that people might have seen recently is Riley McCallum's work called Descent that was just seen. He did an artist residency at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, and that is a section that he is bringing to the concert. And I also think that an evening of dance is becoming more experimental. And Riley has a pool on that practically fills the stage that is just a couple of inches of water. But we've just finished rehearsing getting it on and off the stage in a timely manner. Lane Strode is showing a new ballet, a point piece, and that is unusual for our students. We just returned from the American College Dance Conference, Associations Conference, that was in Natchitoches this year. And there were several pieces of ballet, which is very interesting. And she's showing a point piece. It's a large class. It's called Syntax. We have a graduating senior, Faith Story, who has done a piece, a solo work, and this was generated by an experience she had. She was in the studio, and she was feeling cold one day, but all she had was this large pair of sweatpants, and so she was trying to pull them up over her shoulders and head, and she really did get stuck in her own pants, and so now she's got a piece called Stuck. That is, again, the pants have become a metaphor for how we get stuck in lots of situations during our lives. Gabrielle Adendorf has done a work from a biblical text. Let me see. Dominique George has a new work, a trio that is based on rivalry among pieces, among people. Junior is Sarah DeLeo, and she has a cast that represents the personalities as they are defined in the Briggs-Meier test, and the piece becomes about these characters with their personalities, with their strong personalities, interacting with each other and how that works or doesn't work, or just to name a few.
How very clever pieces. And varied.
Yes.
Such interesting students. As you said, they're really very thoughtful, thinking for themselves,
yes,
and on a wide variety of topics and movements and issues. And as we were saying earlier before we went on air, the students on campus are quite open to all of this and in a very genuine, very respectful way. And they're really clever and interesting kids coming out of the programs here on campus, both in dance and in other departments as well. If you are just tuning in, my guest is the coordinator of the dance program here at UL Lafayette, which is a part of the UL School of Music and Performing Arts. Kenneth Jenkins is talking about the annual An Evening of Dance, which will open Thursday and run through Sunday. That will be in Burke Hawthorne Theater, right here in Burke Hawthorne Hall. Beautiful little theater. It's just an exquisite place to see dances.
It's wonderful, and especially for these students. Dances, the intimacy that's offered by this theater is wonderful. We appreciate Angèle too, but there's a formality that comes with a stage that big, and there's a psychological distance that even comes from the distance we are away from the performers, and so Burke is a wonderful place for dance and to see it up close.
That stadium seating, there's no bad seats in the theater. It's really lovely. Some people may be wondering, as we're talking about these dances, how they can get tickets ahead of time, or can they, or is it only at the door?
They're only available at the door this year. They will go on sale 1 hour prior to
each performance.
Each performance.
So that's four performances.
Correct.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday in the evening.
7:30 and Sunday at 2:00.
All right. Yeah. So you've been teaching here at UL for a number of years now and seen a lot of different variation in students over the years. And it sounds like you're really quite taken with where the dance program is going, and because you build on that and you gain a reputation and you draw in talented students.
Yes.
So do you feel that that has really grown since you've been here, that the quality of students that you've gotten?
Yes, the caliber of student just increases every year. And something wonderful happens in our program. I wish I knew what it was, and if possible, I would take credit for it. But I don't know. They have a healthy sense of competition. They sometimes will break into applause in the middle of class when they see their classmate do something that is especially well done. And they are just wonderful young people, very dedicated, very professional in their work. And you know, when I first came here, anyone that wanted to make a dance could. There was no adjudication or anything like that. When I first came here, students came into the program that had never taken a dance class, and now we have an audition to get into the program, and so there have been great changes over the years.
Well, and I would say it is a credit to the program over the past many decades, producing so many good dancers and teachers who are out there teaching not only classical, but also modern now. You have students in the community from this program and elsewhere who are teaching contemporary and modern dance.
Absolutely.
And that makes a difference.
It does, yes. That's another thing I hadn't thought of. When I first came here, students came in, if they had any background, it was in ballet, and they didn't quite know what modern was, didn't know what to make of it. And then there was a time when they had strong ballet, but they had some what was called lyrical training. And so they were little more accepting of modern, but now new studios in town and things, and our graduates opening schools. Modern is no longer that strange
animal. They're very comfortable with it.
Yes, yes.
And I believe that the programs that the Acadiana Center for the Arts have brought in, they have really focused on bringing in contemporary dance groups perform.
Yes.
And they've performed in the schools. So a lot of great things have happened in dance in our community.
Yeah.
And a lot of it started here at UL decades ago, you know, training students. You know, the spirits of teachers past definitely have added to that.
We often, you and I talk about those archival photographs from the 1920s of dancers out here. It was then a grove of trees. It's now Cypress Lake.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Those young women that were working in the Manor of Isadora in the 1920s, it's just...
Here in Lafayette, Louisiana?
Yes, it's been almost 100 years of dance here. Yeah.
So that spirit is definitely here.
Yes.
And then Burke Hawthorne was built in the late 30s and gave so many more possibilities for performance. And again, an incredible program in performing arts at the university, and it's only grown. And again, former students, alums have just added to that wonderful mix of talent and dedication to the arts here in our community. We are talking about an evening of dance. It is one of the two main concerts given by the dance program. There's State of La Danse in the fall, and then an evening of dance in the spring, which showcases the original choreography of the students in the program. Mostly seniors, but there are juniors involved.
Yes.
It's an adjudicated process, and so you'll be seeing 10 of these dances choreographed by the students in the program. There are four opportunities to see it, and you can't get tickets ahead of time so you can show up and, again, enjoy Burke Hawthorne Theater if you haven't been there before. So you're trying to get them to choreograph without, you know, just responding to music, but the music is always so fascinating, too, what they choose. And it's all over and very, very surprising and interesting what they choose to grace their choreography with.
Yes, I think, you know, technology has opened up just so much access to so much music.
Yeah. And I would encourage, you know, bring young children. I remember being surprised. I brought my son when he was 6 years old to an evening of dance, and we had to go back and see it twice more.
Oh, great.
He's an engineer today, but he was enthralled by the energy, just the gorgeous movement of the dancers. And so very young children can appreciate the choreography. So don't fear to bring them to the performances, something for everyone to enjoy this week here at UL Lafayette, such a treasure and a resource that we have in our community. Well, Kenneth, I think you should take credit for the work that you have done. Certainly has been inspiring to many students, and we're grateful for the program here at the university. Again, Kenneth Jenkins, my guest, he is coordinator of dance here at UL Lafayette, speaking about an evening of dance. It opens Thursday. You can find out more about it. I believe there's a Facebook page for Performing Arts. There's some more details, and you can get tickets an hour before each performance. Yes. Thank you so much, Kenneth.
Thank you, Judith.